Teresa, and we're at K-Bright Radio. Joining me in the studio today is CEO of Free Wheelchair Mission. Thank you so much for being here. I want to introduce you, give a little bit more detail if you don't mind. Nuka previously led major gifts, fundraising, and development operations for United Way of Greater Los Angeles, focused on finding permanent solutions to poverty-related issues in LA County. Because of her Haitian heritage, she felt called to work with an organization that has been making a significant impact in Haiti, providing renewed dignity, independence, and hope through the gift of mobility at no cost to wheelchair recipients and their families. Nuka, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Teresa. Happy to be here.
There's so much that I want to talk to you about. Yesterday, last night was phenomenal. So much activity from all the little things of the corners of every ounce of the room was covered with something to do, from virtual reality and all the giveaways and things like that. And then the performance, and then your special guest speaker who was the MC. Obviously, we love her. I grew up listening to her and watching her. So that was very cool. Some highlights that you want to share maybe with our listeners, and then I can go after you.
Well, thanks again for having me, and thanks for coming to our Miracle of Mobility event. Highlights for me is always just having so many new faces in the room and introducing people to the work that we do. We have so much that we're trying to achieve, and the only way to do it is to get new people there.
Yes.
So I love seeing the new faces and also the diversity and age of the faces. So people from all walks of life came to our event. And I also think it's kind of nice to dress up from time to time.
I agree.
So it's always an opportunity to see people, you know, dressed up, but also having fun and hearing something that's, I think, important and impactful. And I appreciate, you know, just the time that people take to come out of their house or away from work or whatever they could be doing to devote to what we're trying to communicate to them, which is the need.
Speaking of need, we heard the main goal and we were so close to it. Such generous givers. 8 million people need wheelchairs worldwide.
It's 80.
I mean, I'm sorry, 80 million.
Yeah, it's 80.
million.
Well, it's funny that you would say 8 because that's what I would think that the number would be close to.
Yeah.
And even that is a lot.
That is a lot.
But 80 million is what the World Health Organization estimates, and the vast majority can't get one.
And what is, I mean, I understand the reason, but in your own words, what's the heavy need for wheelchairs?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think for most of us, when you think of a wheelchair, you think of one or two things. Old age, which is a reality that we all have to face, is going to come upon all of us. Mm-hmm. So some of the wheelchairs are just due to old age, and there is a larger aging population than ever before. The boomers are now. Baby boomer generation globally is much bigger than the prior generation of elderly individuals. But then the other thing that people think about is people who are born with a disability. And a lot of times that's what we see in our country. Sometimes you see somebody who has an advanced disability, but the difference is here in our country or in other more developed nations, they have access to getting one, a wheelchair or some sort of mobility device. But in the developing world where we work, what people used to call third world countries, mm-hmm. The need is really related to other reasons. Sometimes it's wars and the aftermath of a war, a natural disaster. We've seen lots of earthquakes and hurricanes happening mm-hmm. globally that then impact people's mobility, and also just poverty. Poverty begets malnutrition, begets disease, begets lack of medical care, et cetera, et cetera. And all of those reasons can cause people to need a wheelchair either at birth or over time as they age.
We heard a lot of stories last night, and I was hoping that you can share maybe a story of transformation or your recent trip to Guatemala or...
Well, I'm not going to share any of the stories from last night because what I'm hoping is that your listeners will tune into our virtual event, which we'll share about later on, where they can potentially see the same videos, the same stories that we were able to view at our in-person gala. I'll share another one that was near and dear to my heart within the last year or two that I've experienced, and it was in Jamaica. A young boy named Antoine, who was 14 years old, and I got to give him a wheelchair at his house. When we arrived, we saw a boy that was suffering not just from a lack of mobility, but also has vitiligo, which is a skin disease. And it's a hyperpigmentation or discoloration as well of the skin. And essentially, he was born with a disability. He needed a wheelchair to get around. And we were there to give him a wheelchair. But what we found beyond the wheelchair was a boy who was really, really sad. And the situation for him is that his mom passed away when he was very young. Mm-hmm. He's raised by his grandmother, and she's doing the best by him. But he is severely bullied. He lives in Kingston, Jamaica, which is very dangerous capital in the Caribbean. And there's some tough neighborhoods. And though he has a home, he lives in a community where he's misunderstood. And a lot of the children there mistreat him. He is so severely bullied that he can't go to school, not just because he didn't have a wheelchair, but because it's too dangerous for him. The kids just don't understand why he's not walking. They don't understand why his skin looks the way it does. So we came upon him and we gave him his wheelchair. What was so beautiful about our exchange with him was that we were able to give him love, and that's what he needed, and also hope and understanding, and show him that he was deserving and worthy. And we gave him a hug, not just sharing with him that he's loved by God, but we also gave him a hug, which is also coming from God. And that hug, he said, was so significant because he said, nobody ever wants to hug me. He was so surprised that he was receiving a hug. And so the wheelchair in that moment is truly the vehicle. It's, I said it last night, we're extending our hands to individuals to show them that we're not just lifting up their body into the wheelchair, but we're lifting their spirits. And in the end, after we gave him the wheelchair, we actually, at the beginning, we gave it to him. And we prayed with him and prayed over him and gave him, you know, a message of hope. But then we went back a couple of days later to adjust the wheelchair. And when we were leaving, he said, can I pray with you?
Oh, my gosh.
And he ended up praying with us. And I'm telling you, when he prayed, he sounded like a Baptist preacher. I mean, it was amazing.
Wow.
And there wasn't a dry eye in that space. And it was just beautiful to see the deep faith that he had despite his circumstance, and that we were able to give him the love back. He's a boy that loves to go to church. So a lot of times we give out wheelchairs. Sometimes we give them out to individuals who don't know God. But then other times we give them out and we learn that they know God more than we think.
Wow.
And the reason is because people like Antoine, who are severely bullied or who are waiting and waiting and waiting for a wheelchair, have to dig in deep, and they end up hearing God's voice.
Yes, praise God.
In that time when they're just sitting there waiting. So it was definitely a story that has made an impression upon me.
There were so many stories just like that. And like you just mentioned, no dry eyes in the venue. Seriously, my whole row was sobbing and like out loud crying. So it was so beautiful. It was a triumph, like a happy ending because of what you guys do. Free wheelchair. You guys distributed to 33 countries. 61,732 wheelchairs. Is that
just in the last year?
That's just this year?
Yeah, since the beginning.
Wow.
Since 2001, we've been around since 2001. We've given out more than 1.4 million. And in that time period, we've given out 95 countries.
Wow.
So, you know, when you look at 1 year, I'm always like, how did my team do this?
Yeah.
But then when I look at the breadth of the time that we've been around, I sometimes go, how did you do this, Lord? You know, because it's
absolutely,
the numbers are huge. And then I go, Lord, please give us the strength to do more, because that 80 million is so much bigger.
Yes.
Right.
Speaking of 88% of the wheelchairs distributed are gifted with a Christian message. I thought that was so beautiful. That's actually one of the main reasons why I wanted to connect with your organization, because you are doing God's work out there and you're actually helping in other ways where there is a heavy need.
That's right.
You're giving them a second chance at life and allowing them to be mobile. So I just love everything you guys stand for and how you're contributing and how you're spreading the gospel and growing God's kingdom. We really love that.
Thank you.
So with 1,365,696 wheelchairs distributed since 2001. I mean, I literally have chills right now because that's a lot of chairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. The story. Okay, you don't want to talk about the story.
We can talk about the story from last night. They'll watch the virtual.
There's so, yeah.
Yes, go, there's so go many. For it.
No, Lisa. I just wanted to say the story of Emerson in Peru with his wife,
Radia.
Being blind.
Yeah.
I could get choked up. It was so beautiful because she just, as soon as they received the wheelchair, ooh, this is crazy. It was so moving because she just started singing and praising God. And she was just so loud and bold and powerful with that. And to see that faith and then her husband just glorifying, like, just, it was mm-hmm. such a beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for people to experience this at the virtual event. Please talk to us about that event.
Yeah, so the virtual is something that we started during COVID, and we've kept it because we've always done this in-person event in Orange County, and we started doing some other ones in other cities. We have one in Boise, Idaho. We have one in Seattle. But we recognized, as many did during COVID, that there's a lot of power in being able to use technology and virtual resources to reach people.
Absolutely.
And we already were using those to communicate with our distribution partners globally.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as we could draw people in our country into the word of what I call the gospel of free wheelchair mission, the better. And so the virtual event has reached as many people in all of the 50 states as we could have ever dreamed of. And this year it will be on September 22nd. And I'm not going to share the time because it depends on what market you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But I ask people to go to our website, freewheelchairmission.org, to see how to tune in. And essentially during that time, they'll see our host, Candace Cameron Bure, and myself and our founder and all the stories that we were just speaking of and more, per se, really unfold, and to hear about how this mission works. We also have some musical entertainment that will be on there. And essentially what we're trying to do is to allow people to get an experience like those who got last night,
mm-hmm.
to learn more about what we're about and to share and to give. So the sharing is sharing with others. So forwarding that link to others, sharing with others what we're about, and then giving, because it's really under $100 and you can transform a life.
I was so moved. I'm about to give you my $100 bill personally right here. I have it in my purse. How can listeners get involved? Let me just chime in before you start. There is the free virtual Miracle of Mobility event coming up on September 22nd at 5 p.m. here. If you have any questions, you can go to their website, freewheelchairmission.org, or you can go to kbrightradio.com and click on the events page. All the details are there. It'll take you directly to their website, and then go ahead and tell us more.
Yeah. How can people get more involved? First and foremost, get involved by praying for those
Amen.
In need.
Amen.
We all need to remember that there's so many people in need in this world, and they need our prayers. That's the first thing that people need to do. Second, visit the website to figure out ways to get involved, like volunteering, like figuring out ways to share video and information about our ministry. And third, and probably equally as important, is to donate. We need people's support. It's under $100 where you can transform a life, give people that renewed hope, renewed dignity, and love.
Nuka Solomon, thank you so much for being here. It was an honor, a pleasure, and so remarkable to have met you in the flesh, in our studio at K-Bright Radio, CEO of Free Wheelchair Mission.
Thank
you.
Thanks so much, Risa.